Hello and welcome to From the Diamond. I am Grant McCauley. These are the Kia Studios, and the 2025 regular season is right around the corner for the Atlanta Braves. We're excited to, I guess, get amped up, get previewed, get up to date on what's going on for the Braves as they get ready to open the season out in San Diego. Just 10 days from now, it all begins again. Before we get started on what is sure to be a very fun and exciting and hopefully informative spring training preview, want to let you know you can find me on social media at Grant McCauley on most platforms. Make sure you subscribe to From the Diamond wherever you get your podcasts. And you can find all the links to everything you need, everything that I'm going to be doing throughout the 2025 season over at FromTheDiamond.com. So make sure you check that out as well. I'll have all the links and some updates and all kinds of good stuff is in the works for this season. To say the least, I think that there is an optimism and an excitement that is going on. That's true for me. And I think that's also true for the Atlanta Braves. So with that in mind, I want to share a lot of what I was able to glean from spring training thus far. My trip down to Northport when pitchers and catchers reported, I would say, was perhaps the busiest and most productive that I've ever had. And there was a very different tone than we felt perhaps a year ago, really in the last couple of years, for this Braves team, given what they went through in 2024, is very different than what any Braves club I can think of, and most teams in MLB, have been through when it comes to injuries, but still finding a way to get into October and at least sign that guest book. But as we know, that's not what the Braves are looking to do. That's not what fans are looking for. That's not what anybody is signing up for, is just getting there. That's not enough. They want to do the things that they're capable of doing, and health is going to be a big part of that. And that's a storyline they're hoping will have a very different common thread in 2025 than it did a year ago. The 2024 season can be defined a lot of different ways. You could really boil it all down to one word, I think, and that is frustrating. But the optimal word for the Braves going forward is health. If they are healthy, there is a lot that this club believes it can accomplish, regardless of whether or not they show up at spring training and start talking about World Series or bust. Remember about a year ago, that was the operative phrase. We were hearing that everywhere. It was just kind of the obvious goal for this club. There's nothing wrong with saying it. Let me just put that out there. Every club, well, most of the clubs, get to spring training and start thinking about that opportunity, that goal, and setting their sights on that. There are some clubs where it's pretty much over before it begins. We all know who those clubs are typically, or we find out very quickly. Then there's another, at least half of the league, based on the expanded playoffs, that is going to have the opportunity to go and get hot at the right time and do just that, to get to the World Series, to not go bust. But for the Braves, it felt like that bust was slowly letting the air out of the balloon over the course of the entire season last year, and that's something they're hoping to avoid in 2025. Now, I don't need to give you a history lesson about what a year ago was for the Braves. I think we know all of that. What I do want to try to do here is paint the picture of what the Braves are looking forward to this season, why they have such a belief in where they are, who they have in that camp, and what they're capable of doing. And on this episode of From the Diamond, I want to do all of that by focusing on the offense. I've got two of these spring training specials. The first one, obviously, right here on Monday the 17th. I've got another one coming for you on the 24th, just 3 days prior to opening day, and we'll break down the pitching staff when we get to that one. But I wanted to open up with the one thing that I think makes everything possible for the Atlanta Braves, and that is the offense. The offense, after 2023's dizzying heights, was unable to really get anything going consistently a season ago because of underperformance, because of injuries, and the combination of those two things pushed the Braves from one of the best offenses in the game to a middling at best group that just could not seem to string things together at times, frustratingly so, because that pitching staff I just mentioned might have been the best in the National League, if not all of baseball a year ago. That's the frustrating nature of this game. So you'd like to at least split the difference. These two things balance each other out, but it's hard to do the balancing when you lose the reigning National League MVP, when you lose your all-star third baseman, when you lose your young dynamic center fielder, when you lose your starting catcher on opening day, when you lose your all-star second baseman, and then you try to bring in some pieces to fill in, and even those pieces ended up getting hurt. That's what it was a year ago for the Braves, but that's not where they want to go in 2025. Let's lead off with Ronald Acuña Jr. because he is going to be the piece that can make the biggest impact, the biggest change for this Braves offense this season. There's no two ways about that. A player with his kind of talents at the plate, the impact that he can make, that was sorely lacking a year ago. And even though Acuña started off slowly, he was robbed of the chance over the final 4 months to be the impact player that he can be because of a second torn ACL. And with that comes the motivation to get back and be as good, if not better, than before. And that's really where he felt like he was coming into spring training. Now, he's not going to play in games in Grapefruit League action. We all know that. It may be mid to early May before he gets back in the lineup. But when he does, he is going to rejoin a lineup that has Austin Riley back in the saddle, that has Ozzie Albies back, that has Michael Harris back in there, that includes Marcelo Ozuna coming off another career year, that has a very motivated Matt Olson looking to get back toward those 2023 highs, and Jerickson Profar, who signed with the Braves over the offseason. Add that together with whatever you get out of the catching situation, which we'll talk about a little bit later. There is some doubt there because of Sean Murphy's spring training injury, but by and large, you really have to like the way this offense looks when properly constructed, and the Braves are hoping that it will stay that way for as much, if not all, of 2025 as possible. With that in mind, I caught up with one of the most important members of the Braves lineup, one of the most important Atlanta Braves, period. His name is Austin Riley. He missed the final couple of months of last season when he got hit in the hand by a pitch in August, but he is back. He has avoided a spring training injury scare and is looking forward to doing some big things this season. Here's my conversation with Braves All-Star third baseman Austin Riley.
Well, Austin, this spring training has to feel a little bit extra good for you considering what 2024 was. We'll talk a little bit about the team, but for you personally, the season ended a lot sooner than you wanted it to. How's everything going with the wrist and how are you feeling coming to camp this year?
Yeah, I'm feeling really good. Obviously, the ideal scenario was me be back, you know, sometime in the playoffs, but, you know, it took a little bit longer healing-wise. I was, you know, I ended up being in a cast for 14 weeks. Yeah. But, you know, have had no setbacks. Everything's good, feeling good, got my strength back. Mobility's there. I've gone through all my hitting progressions. I'm basically a free man, if you want to call it, from that side of it, but I feel good. You know, looking forward to this year and just, you know, really getting after it. I don't think I've ever had this long of a stretch of break without any baseball, so I'm excited.
Fortunately, I believe I overheard you saying no surgery was required for that wrist, so you were able to kind of let it heal naturally. I'm assuming that that's kind of the best-case scenario, even though you had to be in the cast for so long.
Yeah, that's definitely best-case scenario. You don't ever want to get cut on, and, you know, the healing process was slower than I anticipated, but like I said, best-case scenario, didn't have surgery. Everything's healed up fine. The hand feels like my left hand, which is good. So I'm ready to rock.
Yeah, I got to have both those things. So go out and do the things that you want to do for sure. Now, I know the 2024 Braves are a chapter that a lot of guys would kind of like to close for a variety of reasons. One of them, we just talked about it. You had to go through an injury, but that was kind of part and parcel to a lot of this roster. It was one of the most challenging seasons I can imagine. I've been covering Braves baseball for a long time. I've been a fan for even longer. I just have never seen a team that was tested the way you guys were last year. What does that experience bring into you this year as a group, individually, whatever it may be, to know that you can go through that kind of thing and come out the other side and still find your way into the postseason?
Right. I think it really is just a true testament. You know, we're a really good baseball team, and Alex was able to piece some stuff together to give ourselves a chance. You know, I just think the biggest thing you can take, you know, out of 2024 is, you know, we never stopped fighting and not taking anything for granted. You know, like I said, it's a crazy game, you know, that we play, and, you know, the name of the game is staying healthy. And I think if there's, you know, anything that we can take from 2024 moving into 2025 is that, you know, I would like to see just the continue of that fight. You know, if we can have guys healthy and have that dog in the fight, I really like where we'll be.
Well, a lot of guys are coming back, yourself healthy this spring. Ronald Acuña Jr. running around looks awfully good. I know some of the other position players are going to filter in, and we'll talk a little bit about what Jerickson Profar brings to the table. But for all of the guys that had their season cut short last year, I would imagine this spring is kind of extra special for them. And how extra special will it be to have Ronald back at the top of the lineup doing the kind of things he can do for you guys?
I always say you can't replace an MVP. I mean, just the caliber player that he is, what he does at the top of the lineup. Whenever he's there, it seems like every time I come up to bat, he's either on second or third. You know, having him back when he gets here is just going to, you know, make our lineup so much more deeper. And it's nothing but upside.
Well, yourself, Matt, run producers in the middle of the order. Ronald setting the table. You've got Michael Harris. You've got Ozzie Albies. I mean, you talked about this. This is a very good baseball team. The year that you guys had in 2023, that's the highest of highs. I would imagine 2024 was a lot of the challenges that, beyond the injuries, not being where you wanted to be.
For sure.
And with that change comes a new hitting coach, perhaps a new philosophy, new message, new voice, whatever you want to call it. I know Kevin Seitzer did a lot of great things with this over his tenure with this team. But what does Tim Hyers bring to the table, and how excited are you to work with him and his new group?
Yeah, no, I mean, you know, Seitzer was a huge part in what I was able to accomplish. I'm very thankful to get to work with him and even Mags. I'm really excited with Tim. I think he's very detailed oriented and game planning and understands this new style of baseball. Guys are, pitchers are getting better and better and understanding those and how you game plan for a specific pitcher and what that looks like. And just the short time I've been around him, the feedback has been unbelievable, and I'm excited.
As you talked about it, hitting coach may be one of the most difficult jobs in all the sports, but everybody's a little bit different. It's all individual. Sure. But collectively speaking, I know last year there had to be those moments we talked about a little bit where it was you want to be the guy that comes through in that at-bat, that turns the game around, the series, the week, whatever the case may be. How important is that mental side in that preparation to just kind of maybe know the moment and kind of live in that moment a little bit more and not carry the weight of the season with you?
For sure. I think that's what Tim's going to be really good about is when you get in those moments and it's a big situation, you got 40,000 fans, cheering you on and a lot of pressure, and being able to have a specific plan and going up there and trusting that plan and then just worry about executing it, I think the results will take care of itself. And like I said, that's what I'm really excited with Tim is just the game planning side of not only as a group but the individual. And I think, once each of us buy into a certain plan and, an approach going up there, then it just kind of trickles down from there in the lineup.
Yeah, a new individual, new piece of this lineup is Jurickson Profar. I know it was kind of a winter sitting, waiting, and maybe wondering who was going to come in and walk through that door and help this club out. But as far as fits are concerned, he seems to be a pretty good one. Switch hitter with power, had a breakthrough year last year. How excited are you guys to suit up with Jurickson this year?
I'm excited. When I saw that come across my feed, I was really pumped. And, obviously he had an unbelievable year. He's been around for a while. He's seen a lot, been through a lot. Anytime you can add a guy like that, that seems like he's very energetic on the field. Heard he's a great clubhouse guy, and that's what we're looking for. And I think it's only going to help us. Obviously the depth, but in the clubhouse, in the dugout, it seemed like a perfect fit.
Well, let me wrap it up with this. The winter, adding Jurickson Profar, meaningful for the Atlanta Braves. Obviously all 30 teams are making their moves, doing different levels of adding. There's what the Dodgers are doing. There's what the Mets have done in the division. I mean, you see new players going to different places. Right. Teams are loading up. But as you and I both know, the game is not played on paper. There's no trophy for the winter. But how confident is this Braves team with the 26 guys that you're going to go north with and all of the quantity and quality that you'll need organizationally to accomplish the things you guys want to this year?
Yeah, I'm super confident. And, the reason is just because, one, I know we have a really good lineup. And, Alex is – I've never not trusted Alex. He's always working and – trying to make the team better. So I have no questions whatsoever. And like you said, it's what matters between the lines. And it's a long season. Anything can happen. Always look back to 2021 when we won. It's like we were pretty much counting ourselves out right there to the last month. And next thing you get hot, get in, and you make a run. It's like that's what's the beauty of this game, I think, and what I love about it so much. It's you could take the best of the best against some days the worst of the worst and put them together, and you never know who's going to win. So it's a long season. I'm excited for it. I'll be here before we know it.
Yeah, it definitely will. A long season, but a healthy season for you, hopefully. Thank you for all the time, and look forward to chatting with you again soon.
Appreciate it, Grant.
That was Braves third baseman Austin Riley. As you can hear, he's excited to be healthy, excited about the return of Ronald Acuna Jr., the arrival of Jurickson Profar, working with Tim Hyers, the Braves hitting coach. We tried to cover all the bases there in that conversation, but the optimism, you can tell, it's there, and the Braves and Austin Riley are ready to roll here in 2025. When we come back, we will catch up with the man who's going to be calling the shots, as always, for the Braves. I caught up with manager Brian Snitker on my trip down to Northport. I'll share that with you next on From the Diamond with Grant McCauley on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.